He's a tough-as-nails rebel cop, hunting down perps, telling authority where to stick it, searching for his father's killer, and playing by the only rules he knows. His rules. Next on Mandana.
Lieutenant Frank Mandana returns to the precinct after an undercover bust gone bad, destroying another squad car and causing his longtime partner to put in for a transfer. But before he has a chance to put his feet up on his desk and complain about the paperwork, he's called into the chief's office.
Come in!
You wanted to see me, Chief?
Yeah, you're damn right I want to see you, Mandana. I got the commissioner on hold here, the mayor breathing down my neck, IA's been poking their noses around, and the city council wants my head on a platter!
You're a very popular guy, Chief.
Get your ass in that chair!
That chair right there?
Sit down!
Alright, what is it this time, Chief?
Item one. Driving to endanger.
I was in pursuit of a suspect.
You drove a squad car through a Girl Scout jamboree!
Hey, somebody's gotta keep the scum off the streets.
Alright, alright. Item two. Discharging a firearm in the emergency room at county.
Hey, I had a suspect trying to get away.
He was in a coma!
I thought he was faking.
He was on an operating table! His chest was wide open!
He was faking.
We are not getting away with it this time, Lieutenant. As of right now, you are suspended.
Suspended?
Yeah, that's right. I want your badge and gun on my desk before you leave.
Listen here, Chief. I've been on this force for 17 years.
Yeah.
And my father was on this force for 39 years.
Listen, Mandana, the only reason you didn't get your ass canned 16 years ago is because of what your father meant to the department.
Chief.
I don't want to hear it, Mandana.
Chief.
All right, I'm going to give you one more chance, but if you screw up this time, it's your ass.
My ass in your face.
Get out of my office!
Stay tuned for the next episode of Mandana.
Our father, who art faked his own death?